A dispute over fishing rights is in federal court in Seattle today. Three tribes, the Makah, Quileute, and the Quinault Nations, disagree over fishing territories off the west coast of Washington. In 1974, a court ruling known as the Bolt Decision determined that tribes have the right to take up to 50% of the fish that passes through their territories. But the ruling didn't completely define the boundaries of those territories. Bob Anderson is the director of the Native American Law Center at the University of Washington, and he told KUOW's Jeannie Yandel those boundaries are at the heart of this dispute.
Well, each one of these tribes claims rights under the treaty that they signed with the United States either in 1854 or 1855. And the Makah have a court decision that describes their fishing grounds or usual and accustomed stations as including an area out approximately 50 miles from the coast of Washington. The other two tribes, the Quinault and the Quileute, don't have any court decisions verifying how far out they can fish, but in fact they have been fishing out quite some ways over the years pursuant to negotiations and informal agreements with the Makah and with the National Marine Fisheries Service.
You've used the term usual and accustomed. What does that mean?
That is the term that's used in the treaties. So when the tribes signed these treaties in 1854 and 1855, they had control over all of Washington State or wherever they resided. And what the tribes did was agree to cede or sell their land to the United States in exchange for smaller reservations on the one hand, but importantly for our purposes here, they reserve the right to fish at usual and accustomed stations. And those UNAs, as we call them in the trade, really are nothing more than the tribe's traditional territories that were at use in the 1854 and 1855 period. And so that's what the case is about today, is a factual hearing that will extend over several weeks to determine where the Quileute and Quinault traditional fishing grounds were. And I've got a 14-page order here with me that sets out all of the various witnesses that the parties have identified who may testify as to the history of that fishing experience back in the 1850s. And the Makahs have already successfully convinced a federal court that their rights extend out 50 miles from the coast. At issue in this case is how far out the Quinault and Quileute fisheries go.
I'm talking with Bob Anderson. He's the director of the Native American Law Center at the University of Washington. And we're talking about a fishing rights dispute between three Washington state tribes, the Makah, the Quileute, and the Quinault Nations. That dispute will go in front of a U.S. federal court today. One of the things that's interesting about this case is that the three tribes we're talking about are essentially sovereign nations within the United States. So why is it that a U.S. federal court is getting involved in a dispute between three sovereign nations?
Well, that's a great question. And the reason that they're in front of a federal judge is because each one of these tribes decided to participate in the suit that the United States brought against Washington State in 1970. And by doing so, they waived their sovereign immunity against one another so that any dispute that's germane to the main case, like where can you fish, is fair game for the federal district judge. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to sue each other because tribes have sovereign immunity just like the state does and the United States does.
Ultimately, what are the implications of this case?
Well, it's very important for the fishermen from each of these three tribes. The Makah fish out to the 50 miles beyond the coast. They're the northernmost tribe. The most valuable species involved in the litigation is Pacific whiting, which migrates from the south to the north. So if the Quinault and the Quileute have fisheries that similarly extend 50 miles out beyond the coast, they will intercept a substantial number of those Pacific whiting that are on their way to the Makah territory, thereby reducing the Makah share to the fish. The Makah, for their part, at least in the papers that I've read in the case, assert that the Quileute and Quinault fisheries extend no more than 5 or 10 miles out into the sea. But that's the dispute that will be decided by Judge Martinez after this hearing ends.
Do you think that a ruling from a U.S. federal court is the best way to resolve this dispute?
No, I don't think it's a very good way to resolve this dispute at all. I think the best way to resolve it is for the tribes to mediate this and decide it among themselves through their own dispute resolution process. However, the history of this case is lengthy, it's complicated, and this has been how the lawyers for the tribes and the tribes have gotten used to resolving some of these disputes. And so it's the fallback position when people can't agree is to go to the federal court. I think a far preferable route would be to have these things decided as a matter of mediation among the three tribes. But I know that they've tried that over the years and have simply failed at this point.
Bob Anderson, director of Native American Law Center at the University of Washington, speaking to KUOW's Jeannie Yandel. That dispute over fishing rights is in federal court in Seattle today.